Chapter 1. The music started. A single chord played on fiddle and accordion. A breathless moment of silence when the scene was fixed in Polly's head like a photograph, and then the Mionnes Community Hall was jumping. Polly had spent 13 hours on the overnight boat from Aberdeen to Lerwick, and when she'd first come ashore, the ground had seemed to shift under her feet, and this was another kind of illusion. The music appeared to bounce from the walls and the floor and to push people towards the centre of the room, to lift them onto their feet. Even the homemade bunting and the balloons strung from the rafters seemed to dance. The band's rhythm set toes tapping and heads nodding. Children in party clothes clapped, and elderly relatives clambered from their chairs to join in. A young mother jiggled a baby on her knee. Lorry took the hand of his new bride, Caroline, and led her onto the dance floor to show her off to his family once more. This was the Heimferien. Lorry was a Shetlander, and after years of courtship, Caroline had finally persuaded him, or bullied him, to marry her. The real wedding had taken place close to Caroline's home in Kent, and her two closest friends had followed her to Unst, Shetland's most northerly island, to complete the celebration. And they'd brought their men with them. "Doesn't she look gorgeous?" It was Eleanor, crouching beside Polly's chair. The two women had known Caroline since they were students. She was their voice of reason and their sister in arms. They'd been her bridesmaids in Kent, and now they were dressed up again in the cream silk dresses they'd chosen together in London. They'd made the trek north to be part of the Heimferien. They'd followed Caroline round the room for the bridal march, and now they admired again her elegance, her poise, and her very expensive frock. "It was what she's wanted ever since she first laid eyes on Lorry during Freshers' Week," Eleanor went on. "It was obvious even then that she'd get her way. She's a determined lady, our Caroline." "Lorry doesn't seem to mind too much. He hasn't stopped beaming since they got married." Eleanor laughed. "Isn't this all such fun?" Polly thought she hadn't seen Eleanor so happy for months. "Great fun," she said. Polly seldom relaxed in social situations, but decided she was actually rather enjoying herself tonight. She smiled back at her friend and felt a moment of connection, of tenderness. Since her parents had died, these people were the only family she had. Then she decided that the drink must be making her maudlin. "They'll be setting out supper soon," Eleanor had to shout to make herself heard over the band. Her face was flushed and her eyes were bright as if she had a fever. "The friends of the bride and groom have to help serve. It's the tradition." The music stopped, and the guests clapped and laughed. Polly's partner Marcus had been dancing with Lorry's mother. His dancing had been lively, even if he couldn't quite follow the steps. He came over to them, still following the beat of the music, almost skipping. "It's supper time," Eleanor said to him. "You have to help put out the trestles. Ian's weighing in already. We'll come through in a moment to act as waitresses." Marcus dropped a kiss onto Polly's head and disappeared. Polly was proud that she hadn't asked him if he was having a good time. She was always anxious about their relationship and could tell that her need for reassurance was beginning to irritate him. The men had set out tables and benches in a smaller room, and Lorry's friends were handing out mugs of soup to the waiting guests. Eleanor and Polly took a tray each. Eleanor was enjoying herself immensely. She was showing off, flirting with the old men and revelling in the attention. Then there were bannocks and platters of mutton and salt beef. Bannocks and flesh, Lorry called it. Polly was vegetarian, and the mounds of meat at the end of her fingertips as she carried the plates from the kitchen made her feel a little queasy. There was a sense of dislocation about the whole event. It was being on the ship for 13 hours the night before and spending all day in the open air. The strangeness of the evening light. Eleanor being so manic. Polly sipped tea and nibbled on a piece of wedding cake and thought she could still feel the rolling of the ship under her feet. When the meal was over, she and Marcus helped to clear the tables. Then the band began to play again, and despite her protests, she was swung into an itsome reel. She found herself in the centre of the circle, being passed from man to man and then spinning. Lorry's father was her partner. He had his arms crossed and braced, and the force of the movement almost lifted her from her feet. She'd thought